Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing or little in one's life, as far as person's clothing is concerned, as far as their eating is concerned, as far as their drinking is concerned, we find that one beautiful aspect of the Muhaddithin is they bring in a chapter, and under this chapter they'll bring a hadith that even if one part of the hadith fits with the chapter that they're speaking about, they will bring the hadith in. So a lot of times it takes a person to be sharp to understand, person to be witty to understand, a little bit intelligent, apply a person's mind, then one will understand that how this hadith actually fits under this section. So today one hadith, one example of one such hadith we'll do. As we're listening to the hadith, we should try and see that which part of this hadith actually fits under this chapter of sufficing or little as far as our eating, drinking and wearing the clothes is concerned. We'll find that just one part of the hadith ties up with this chapter, but yet Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it, showing us the style of the muhaddithin. This is how they bring in. They bring in a tarjama, they bring in a chapter, a heading, and under the heading they bring in a hadith. An Imran ibn Hussein radiyallahu anhuma an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qal, khayrukum qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. قال عمران فما أدري قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرتين أو ثلاثا ثم يكون بعدهم قوم يشهدون ولا يستشهدون ويخونون ولا يؤتمنون وينذرون ولا يوفون ويظهر فيه مسمن. متفق عليه. حضرت عمران بن الحسين رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the best of you are those who were of my era. This word قرني خيركم قرني. Ulama give a few explanations. Some say it refers to a period of approximately 40 years. Others say no, it refers to a period of 100 years. And some people say that no, it refers to the era of Sahaba. In other words, the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his Sahaba. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, that era where the last Sahabi, approximately 120 years after Hijrah, so approximately till that period, that is referred to as the best of my era. So anyway, there are a few explanations. So anyway, explaining this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are those who were of my era. Some ulama also of the opinion that what it refers to the first righteous khulafa, the first four righteous khulafa known as the khulafa Rashidin, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So explaining this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or mentioning this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the best of you are those who are of my era. Then those who follow them, and those who follow them. Those who follow them meaning the tabi'een, they follow the sahaba. And those who follow them, those are known as the tabi' tabi'een, those who follow the tabi'een. So these are the best of eras. Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu anhu says, I don't know whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this twice or thrice. In other words, he said those of my era and then those that follow them of that era, or whether he added one more for the third time, in other words, tabi' tabi'in, those that come after the tabi' tabi'in also. I don't know whether Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned that. Now why he's saying this is this level of honesty of the sahaba, level of honesty of the muhaddithin. If they're not sure about something, they'll mention that also, that I'm not sure whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has mentioned. That shows a level of honesty in narrating. Otherwise, a person can just narrate the hadith like that and hide the part about not being sure. But even that also, that level of not even being sure, they make a point of mentioning that. Anyway, he goes on that he says that they will be followed. Now, in other words, after this best era, the era of Sahaba, the era of Tabi'in, the era of Tabi' Tabi'in, or whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one more time, after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now what will happen? They will be followed by people who will give testimony without being asked to do so. People will give testimony in court without being asked to do so. The normal protocol is, if a person is asked to give testimony, then he gives testimony. In other words, people will start becoming brazen. They're not even being asked to give testimony, and then they will give testimony. That is one aspect about people. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that they will deceive and betray, and people will not be trustworthy. You won't be able to trust people anymore, because people will start deceiving, people will betray. In other words, they will make a promise and they will go against the promise, and you won't find people that will be trustworthy. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will take vows, take oaths, and they will not fulfill them. In the last part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the obesity will be apparent. The last part of this hadith, وَيَظْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السَّمَنُ. So from here we can see from this whole hadith we did, which part of the hadith is tying up with this chapter? Just that last part, that their obesity will be apparent. In other words, if a person suffices generally, he suffices on little food, he suffices on a little bit of drink, and you will find that a person's obesity, a person won't be obese. Now he is talking about a natural situation, where normal situation, you'll get certain people that even though they eat little and they drink little, they are careful about not going into luxurious foods, not being extravagant, yet they still pick up weight. This is a different story, but here the hadith is referring to people that are overindulging as far as luxuries of food are concerned, as far as luxuries of drink are concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining one of the traits of the people to come. From the other traits is, one is they become brazen, the other is their level of honesty won't be there any further. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it, even when they take oaths and they take vows, then also they won't fulfill it. And the last part, Nabi alayhi salatu was explaining that you will see obesity in people becoming apparent. And this is something that is so ripe, especially in our society, that dieting is always a problem, weight is always a problem for most of us. Why? Because of the level of luxury we enjoy as far as our food is concerned, as far as our drink is concerned. And yet this is something that is frowned upon in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that people will come in that era, and this is something that you will see. In other words, it wasn't something that was normal in the time of Sahaba, where a person's stomach was protruding. Actually, the other way was something that was common, that you would find in the kitab, that the stomachs of the people would be going inwards because of the lack of food, because of the little that they had to eat. And when they would push, not push that, but they eat to their full, then they would explain that our stomach would become flat. From being inwards, it would now become flat. But ours, unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala save us, most of ours, our stomach is going outwards because of the excessive food and excessive drink that we have. So this last part of the hadith actually ties up with this chapter that we're doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also, that we don't overindulge as far as our food is concerned, as far as our drink is concerned. Ulama explain that if a person wants to have a peaceful life, a life without any stress, any worries, any health problems, then two things he needs to keep in his life. One is pet or one is peat. Dono ko halka kar do. That keep your back light and keep your stomach light. Keep your back light means don't take too much of pressure, don't take too much of stress, don't take too much of burdens upon yourself as far as worries and concerns. In other words, keep yourself stress free. Don't have too much of stress upon yourself. Keep your stomach light. Don't overeat. Eat when a person needs to eat. And beyond that, don't eat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.